systems are offline.
Eve Radio Live, powered by TCS Wi-Fi.
It's time for Tech Thursday, and as I promised earlier today, we are discussing the big news that MultiChoice finally launched its new Explorer Ultra, which includes, wait for it, built-in access to Netflix. Now, I must say, if this isn't the example of if you can't beat them, join them, then I don't know. The new Explorer Ultra will be available at selected retail stores from next week. MultiChoice said the new decoder offers customers an enhanced viewing experience and the best available local and international content from DStv and also Showmax. As part of the new experience, Netflix will be available for the first time on the Explorer Ultra decoder, DStv said. Let's look at the key features of the new DStv Explorer Ultra. It's got built-in Wi-Fi, so no need for that dongle anymore that you had to slot in on the side on the USB interface. Then it's got 4K UHD and also Dolby Atmos support. That's nice. Redesigned interface for easier access to on-demand content. There's even a new remote included with this brand new decoder. I'm getting excited now. Why? Showmax and Netflix integration also with more streaming services to follow. Prime Video is not on there yet. Not yet. The DStv Explorer Ultra will have a recommended retail price of, just in time for Christmas, $2,499 for the standalone device and then $3,699 including installation. So that it is. There it is now. The brand new DStv Ultra Explorer featuring Netflix. Interesting. It's here. It's quite a nice device looking at the photos. Check out mybroadband.co.za for the full story and also the pictures of this brand new device. It's actually quite small. They say it's a win for avid entertainment fans in South Africa.
Get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment radio on the go.
It's Tech Thursday on the eRadio Live, 8 minutes past 2 o'clock, and we move on to our second story this afternoon, where South Africa has seen a big increase in spam calls since the lockdown regulations started to ease and commerce returned in the country. I was wondering if you also noticed that change or increase in spam calls on your cell phone. I certainly have. I mean, just during today's show, I've had to cancel two phone calls coming in that were marked as spam on Truecaller. Well, last year, South Africa was ranked as having the sixth highest spam call rate in the world, with an average of 25.2 spam calls a month per user. These come from telemarketers, scammers, automatic calling. Isn't that just the worst when a robot calls you and you answer it and there's this robot talking to you? They're all from companies trying to sell products to consumers. And the robots have now taken over, you see. Apart from being disruptive and bloody annoying, these spam calls can also pose risks to consumers through scams like tech support fraud and one-ring scams. Many people hoped that action will be taken against spam calls to protect consumers, but it hasn't happened. In fact, spam calls are increasing. Many South Africans have shared evidence of a spike in spam calls over the past few months. The increase in spam calls in South Africa was also confirmed by the app Truecaller, the world's leading caller ID and spam blocking app. Through its large user base in South Africa, Truecaller has excellent insight into the prevalence of spam calls in the country. Kim Fikok, director of communications at Truecaller, spoke to My Broadband and said that when the lockdown kicked in, there was a 59% decrease in spam calls in South Africa. However, as the lockdown restrictions started to ease, spam calls started to spike in the country. From April to October, there was a 191% increase in spam calls, Cox said. He added that last month, October 2020, had the highest percentage of spam calls, with 17% more spam than pre-COVID. How do you stop these spam calls? Maybe you don't have Truecaller yet, in which case you should get it. It is very, very good. It's a free app, the simplest and most effective way to block unwanted calls. A dedicated app that you can get from Google Play or the Apple iStore called Truecaller. And smartphones have features that block unwanted calls, but not many automatically filter these calls by comparing their caller IDs to a public database of known spam callers. Certain devices such as the Samsung Galaxy S smartphones, they come with spam call protection built in, with the device's operating system screening calls for direct marketing-related numbers. Also, Apple allows iPhone users to block specific numbers, but they will still need to download a third-party app to screen private numbers and unknown callers. So that's what you got to do right now. Head on to over to your App Store and download Truecaller. It is free. You get the occasional ad popping up, but it's very, very convenient. Next time you ask, who is calling? Truecaller will tell you. And they didn't pay for this. It really is a good app, and I'm just giving them free promotion. That's it for Tech Thursday for today, right here on eRadio Live. Hope you found it as interesting as I did.